It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And our climate is certainly typical for a winter. And although I have seen some great piles of snow, I was looking at a video on my phone. This maybe gives you some idea of how often I take pictures, but there was a video on my phone of my dog running in the field last year on the 25th of February, and she was bounding in very, very deep snow. And yesterday when we went snowshoeing, she was also bounding in very, very deep snow, but she seems to enjoy it. She doesn't stop doing it, and she appears to be smiling as she is doing it, yeah. Some of the observations from this past week, well, just this morning I saw a couple of golden eyes flying here along the river, the common golden eye duck. Typically, there are always some that spend some time here in northern Minnesota throughout the winter. They tend to just, because they're divers and they feed on aquatic invertebrates, they can dine wherever. They don't need growing green plants the way the puddling ducks do. So they seem to do just fine in the cold water of the river here. And speaking of cold water and rivers, the trumpeter swans are still being seen. The kids over in Bemidji reported trumpeter swans on the river over there. And I'm sure if you are near the Gull Dam along the Gull River, you're probably seeing trumpeter swans there. Just about anywhere there's open water, there are going to be some trumpeter swans hanging out. So keep an eye out for them. Yesterday, while I was walking around, I was kind of keeping an eye out for a few things that generally take place this time of year. I scanned the birch trees with my binoculars, and the male catkins, while not soft, are certainly getting larger. So the male catkins, those prominent seed, well, they'll be pollen flowers on the paper birch, are starting to swell. They'll be a while before they're actually soft, but you can see that they're getting a little bit bigger. The trembling aspen in my yard, the one that I have been looking at for, the last several years, is open and has furry flower buds on it. Now, you may think that's a bit odd, being that it's the 19th of February, but actually, last year I recorded the same note on the same day. And overall, looking at the first furry buds for, the last, what would it be, probably 20 or 25 years, the average date is the 14th of March. But the problem there is that until about 4 years ago, I was counting on my own visual acuity, just looking at the tree and trying to determine whether or not there were furry buds on them. And so my observational skills were not up to the task. And in the last 4 years, I have used binoculars. And since I know that it's typically this time of February that these trees begin to flower, I'm able to look over the aspen in my yard with the binoculars. And I can find, yesterday I found, probably a dozen or more furry buds. So if you are inclined and want to check it out, find an aspen. I would say trembling aspen, because the big tooth aspen don't seem to break bud quite as early. But find a trembling aspen and train your binoculars on some of the branches up near the top, and I think you will find probably a few of those little furry buds sticking out there. It's worth the effort, because it kind of gives you hope that spring may come. I look at my snow piles and I think, they're going to melt. I just don't know when. You may have noticed, as I have, that we had a lot of snow over the last couple of weeks. That there's a surprise, right? But what is interesting is if you're driving by the forest, if you're driving by woods today, and especially deciduous forests more so than the pine forests, because the pines intercept a lot of the snow that would otherwise fall to the ground. But in the deciduous forests, in the aspen maple forests, if you drive by them today and look in there, you will see that every stem, regardless of its size, if it's sticking out of the snow, if it's a woody stem and it's sticking out of the snow, it could be anything from an aspen trunk down to just, you know, something the size of your thumb, maybe a hazel brush limb. Those things all sort of have held the snow up while the snow around it has settled. So if you're looking at a forest of deciduous trees right now, you're going to see a lot of humped up piles of snow. And it's because that snow is kind of adhering to the stems of the little brush that are standing up and sort of holding it up away from the trees. It's settled down. A week ago, I had 20 inches of snow on average in the forest around my house. And yesterday when I was out walking around, it was around 16 to 17 inches. So it settled about 4 inches over the last week. But fear not, the weather report is calling for snow tomorrow, 2 to 6 more inches. So that'll help those of you who are feeling snow deprived. Joel Rosen mentioned in his report this morning that he was really happy because there was great skiing in his area. And I guess, you know, that's probably worth something. Good skiing. I see a lot of pictures of good skiing areas coming along. Other things that I've noticed on the 19th of February, on the 19th of February last year, the deer were kicking snow away to get at food, and then we got a lot of snow after the 19th, and it was quite surprising to see how deep it got before it was over. I had trembling aspen, as I mentioned last year, first furry buds. We had 5 inches of snow in 2018 on this date. Had coyotes and wolves howling. Let's see, in 2017, coyote chorus. Bald eagles were calling from the nest that morning. Raven spotted flying with a stick in its beak, and that's usually an indication of the desire to update and upgrade a nest. So this is the time of year when the ravens are starting to make good on their nests. Eagles are doing the same thing. So if you have an eagle's nest nearby, keep an eye on it. In the next, I would say in the next 2 weeks for sure, you're going to see birds moving to that area and probably working on upgrading the nest. On February 19th, 2016, rain falling this morning. It will continue to fall all day. The rain serves to melt the snow in the fields until the straw stubble from last year's oats is sticking out. This isn't a good thing for the secondary crops planted below. Imagine that. 2 years ago today, or 3 years ago today, rain was falling, and there was so little snow that the stubble of the straw was starting to stick through, which means that it wasn't very deep at all. In 2013, on this date, Ken Perry, our dear departed friend from Brainerd, mentioned that the horned larks were coming up that way. And if you are a birder, and probably in the West, that would be following that kind of forest prairie line, Brainerd up to Bemidji on through to Red Lake and that country, I would expect that you might be seeing horned larks up that way before too long. And an off-season sighting of a robin in 2012, snow buntings in 2010, So lots of things happened on this date. Trumpeter Swans in 2007, Northern Goshawk attacked and killed a red squirrel. And so that was in 2007. And it goes on and on. Lots of stuff going on the 19th. And perhaps today will be your day. I have not yet heard the chickadees singing the Phoebe song. Many of you have. I have not yet smelled a skunk. And February is typically the month where the skunks begin to come out and move around. I have not heard or been told of any skunk excursions yet this year. So if you have encountered a skunk or the smell of a skunk, why don't you give me an email at jlatimer@kaxe.org and let me know about it. I'd love to hear from you. That's the Phenology Show for today. As always, please, if you have observations, comments, or questions, get in touch with us.